He would quickly get his opportunity, because the regimental S-2, Captain Nixon, needed some live prisoners for interrogation. On February 12th, he asked Winters to arrange to grab a couple of Germans. Winters was still a captain, a distinct disadvantage in dealing with the other two battalion commanders who were lieutenant colonels, but he had friends on the regimental staff, where Colonel Strayer was XO, and Nixon and the S-4 Matheson were old E Company men. Matheson scrounged up some German rubber boats for Winters to use to get a patrol over the river. Winters picked E Company for the patrol. It would be a big one, 20 men strong, drawn from each platoon plus Company HQ section, plus two German-speaking men from Regimental S-2. Lieutenant Foley picked Cobb, McCreary, Wynn, and Schulte from 1st Platoon. Once across the river, the patrol would divide into two parts, one led by Sergeant Ken Mercier, and the other by Lieutenant Jones. The men selected for the patrol spent 2 days outside Haguenau practicing the handling of the rubber boats. On February 14th, Winters and Spears visited OP-2, much to the dismay of the 1st Squad, because they stood in front of the OP, studying the German position with binoculars, gesturing with their hands, waving a map. "We inside cursed heavily," Webster recalled, fearing that a German observer would spot them and call down artillery fire on our cozy home. The plan Winters and Spears worked out would call on Easy to display many of its hard-earned skills. The lead scout would be Corporal Earl McClung, a part Indian who had a reputation for being able to smell krauts. The patrol would rendezvous at a D Company OP where the men would drink coffee and eat sandwiches until 2200. They would come to the river under cover of darkness and launch the first rubber boat. It would carry a rope across the river to fasten to a telephone pole on the north side so that the others could pull their boats across. Once in the German lines, the patrol would split into two sections, the one under Lieutenant Jones going into town, the other under Sergeant Mercier, to a house on the bank of the river suspected of being a German outpost.
This is the end of Disc 9.